Okay, the hour has turned over. Thank you, Tyler, Monica, Lily, for putting in a great hour of fundraising for KXFM. This is John Ford from the AM radio show, and we are here. I say we because I have a special guest tonight. My wonderful wife agreed to come down here and be on the air with me, and her name is Denise.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you very well. Let's see.
Okay, do I have to talk in?
There you go.
The microphone like this?
That's right.
Hi, good evening. It's Tuesday night, and I am on the radio with my husband.
You know, 5 years ago, when I started this show, I started it on Tuesday nights, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. And now you're on Sunday afternoons every once in a while because somebody had a role in getting you season tickets to anyway, hi, everyone. Hi, what am I supposed to say? I have some music chosen for everybody to listen to. Everybody, the 10 people that are going to listen. And I guess we're doing a fundraiser too. I literally did not know I was going to be on the air until just today. So I guess I am taking over the airwaves so that we can raise money and I can tell everybody to dig deeply into their pockets at Christmas time. Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, or until Giving Tuesday, which is how long the fundraiser stays open.
Okay. Giving Tuesday is the end of the month. Well, I'll let you do the plugs, and I'll just agree with you and ask everybody to listen, and I'll play music. And what else can I do?
Well, you might want to introduce yourself. Well, we are both grateful members of the community here in Laguna Beach.
Yes, and grateful.
Yes, and
we also support this wonderful radio station that my husband also supports and comes in on Sundays to play music.
Yes, always. Tonight, if you tuned in for some Americana, you probably won't hear much of it.
I'm not Americana.
Because Denise is got different, slightly different tastes, but I mean...
Similar.
I like this stuff. I mean, how many times have I been to see...
I'm just a lot younger than you are.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
I came from a much better era.
There you go. So we start
the
80s,
off... 70s
we start off with A Slave to Love, right?
Correct. We listen to The Slave to... I Am Not a Slave to Love, but I Am a Slave to Brian Ferry.
Okay. And yeah, we've seen him a couple times together.
I've seen him, I think, 7, and 2 or 3 of those are with... We're with you.
Yep.
I saw him 2 nights in a row, actually. I think he's listening right now.
Yeah, he probably is. It's a little late over there, but yeah, he probably is. So
he doesn't mind.
Yeah. So anyway, if you haven't heard it so many times already today, this is Takeover Week where community members do take over the mic.
I took over. I'm taking over right now.
Denise,
I'm interrupting him and taking over. I do that on a regular basis. And I'm making him nervous. It's quite
fun. Him nervous.
I do that on a regular basis as well.
Anyway, we are here. We've been here for 9 years, KXFM, and we have striven to be a community resource. And we have interviews with newsmakers and everybody that's making things happen here in the city.
We're all about Laguna Beach, really.
That's right. And
we're all about Laguna Beach, and that's why this radio station was founded.
That's right.
For Laguna Beach. Because guess what else? It's very difficult to get radio waves into Laguna Beach because of the canyon.
That's true.
So we're very, very grateful to KX...
FM.
FM. See, we make a good team, you and I.
There you go. So if you want to call in and talk, chat, donate.
Oh, you can call in?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. What number do they call, John Ford?
We do make a good team, right?
Last time we checked, yes.
Yes, 949-715-5936. That's if you want to call in and talk to us while we're on the air. Otherwise, if you want to just call and make a donation, you can always call in to the donation line, which is 949-715-4859. or go to the website, kfmradio.org, and click on the banner at the top and find the AM radio. Well, actually, it's under my personal name, John Ford. If you look for John Ford in the takeover page, just click on my show and donate and sponsor me. Please, thank you.
Sponsor Laguna Beach.
Yeah, we got a big goal.
Sponsor Laguna Beach.
We got a big goal for this year, and we've, you know, this community has always come through for us, and we've made over and above in recent years. So it's a wonderful thing to be a part of, and I'm gonna go ahead and play some more music.
And then I'm going to come back and say hi again.
Okay.
Because this is fun. I could talk all night.
Well, maybe you should get a show.
Yeah, that's right. In my spare time when I'm not an insurance nerd. Okay.
Okay.
What are we going to play now, John Ford?
Well, you requested Avalon.
Well, let's play something different.
Okay.
Did you already plug it up or cue no, you're, it up?
No, we're going to have to do this kind of on the fly.
So good. I like the fly.
You tell me.
I would like to hear one of the Dylan-esque Brian Ferry. Brian Ferry did an album on, we called it an album back then, or a CD, and it was all Dylan songs. So Watchtower, why don't we do that one? It's fabulous.
Okay.
One of my favorite LPs.
All right, so
78s of all time.
Brian Ferry from Dylan-esque.
Yeah, we'll be back. I'm sorry to tell you. We will be back.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
But after this
you
song.
You won't get rid of me now.
This is All Along the Watchtower.
John, you won't get rid of me.
Said the joker to the thief, it's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plumber and dig my ear. None of them along the line know what any bit is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke, there are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Yeah.
All right, that's from Dylan-esque Brian Ferry and All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah.
And once again, we are here. This is KXFM, the only FM in
Laguna Beach.
And if you are driving down the road, you can always catch us on 104.7 and on the FM dial. And also, you can get us on the web, so you can listen anywhere you are in the world. So if you're in Bulgaria right now, we'd like to have you call.
Just kidding. He's kidding.
I'm kidding?
You don't have to call from Bulgaria.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that would be, you know, kind of, you know.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, we're waiting for our first call.
We are?
Yes, we are. And it's
can I call?
You can call. Yeah, you call.
I got my cell phone right here.
You call and I'll talk to you over the phone on the air.
Oh, maybe.
No, it doesn't work. So 949-715-5936 is the number, and we are here for the week of takeover. And
we're just here for an hour, though, right? You and I, because I've got things to do. I've got to go.
Yes, I know. And
but what I do have to do is I do have to be here, and it's very important to get the word out that that everybody can go online and donate. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Go online, donate. You can call in and donate.
KX, what's the website, John Ford?
KXFMradio.org.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was on that website earlier.
Were you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to donate as well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I chose a lot more music, too. What else did I choose?
Well, I don't know. You had some David Bowie in there.
Yep. Counting Crows for Sydney Nash. She's supposed to call in. I just said her name. And I'm also going to say some other people's names, too, because I have, you know what, Laguna Beach is such an amazing town, and we all take care of each other, which I guess is what really inspired the founding of this radio station, because we all take care of each other, and it's kind of a community radio station, and I'm very proud of you for starting your journey here 5 years ago and expanding your music. Your love of music. I call you the Mr. Encyclopedia of music. And it's been a really great creative outlet for you, as well as...
It gets me out of the house on Sunday afternoons.
It's a great little commute. Yeah. And, and it's quite nice for me, too, because I get to be... I get to have the house to myself. Thank you.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it.
Okay.
I think
I'm taking over. Right?
Yeah, you're taking over, and you're an upstanding member of this.
I am a member
community.
I have a T-shirt.
You have a T-shirt, mm-hmm. And
and everybody can be a member. Anybody in Laguna Beach, or you know what? I hear that we already had some donations. That's pretty nice.
That is nice.
It's very nice because I didn't say anything, and a wonderful woman named Patricia McCready. Somehow found out about this, and she donated millions.
Millions.
Like millions of centavos.
My.
Yeah, millions and, of centavos.
Cents. Yeah, that's right. And my big sis, Mary Lee, she donated
some. She's fabulous.
Some. So we're off to a good start. But
nobody has to invest or donate millions, but, you know, pennies and dollars work.
But I do want everybody to know that I've never won the Silver Tongue Award, and I was really counting on it this year, which is why I invited you, by the way.
I think he has a copper tongue.
it's rusted.
What's a silver tongue? Oh, there you go. Rusted tongue.
Rusted tongue.
Yeah.
Like Neil Young.
Yeah. What's a silver tongue?
It's the award that the person that makes the most money.
Oh. Well, we make
during the week.
We're fine. That's right. Sorry. For 93X.
No. It's KXFM.
KXFM. Yeah. I know. I'm really good at this, aren't I? You asked me to do this, and I said, I have no idea what I'm doing.
And so that's it makes it all the better. So you want to play Sullivan Street?
No, I'm not in the mood for Counting Crows quite yet. What about The Cult or David Bowie. You can do David Bowie, Suffragette City, or what was the other one I sent you?
You'll have to tell me.
Hang on to yourself.
Okay. Well, we're going to play some Bowie songs.
Yeah, Bowie.
And hopefully take your calls off the air. And
The phone lines are just blowing up. I can't believe it.
They certainly are. Look at them. Look at them. Just look at them. I mean, they're.
This is fun just talking.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here we go. David Bowie, Suffragette
That's
City,
what I'm
KXFM.
About. That's why we're here. Suffragette City, David Bowie. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, something like that. And we got, we actually got somebody on the phone.
Who is it? I'm excited.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that? You know, that was Pablo.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to mention that we have Benny and Pablo here in the studio with us. Our Greyhound and...
Pablo, come here.
And Pablo.
Who's on the phone?
This is Judy.
I am not your dog.
Hi, Judy. I didn't recognize your voice.
Hi, Denise.
Isn't that fun? We're on the radio.
I know. And you guys are really funny. You do really well.
Looking.
So. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. So I appreciate you calling in.
I think it's fun, too.
I know. I haven't talked to you in
we
so long.
We have two people listening.
It's been
a while.
Yeah, it's been 2 days.
We spent a whole week with Judy and everybody else in Mexico. It was so much fun.
So much fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the
dog.
Yeah, and the dogs missed us so much they wouldn't let us leave the house.
Yeah.
So that's why they're here with us. We're here to, you know, just let the community know that we're here and and we're here for them.
I think you mentioned that. Yeah, the community is very important. But Judy called in to say hi.
It is.
Is Ken there too?
I called in to support the community.
Yay.
Oh, he's
sleeping.
So he's down. No, yes. He's downstairs watching Jeopardy. Are you kidding?
Oh, of course. Tell him we said hi.
It is that time of night.
I hope everybody can listen because they're all probably watching Jeopardy. That's why we don't have.
Yes.
That's why the phones aren't ringing like crazy.
But they are.
They are. That's right.
Everybody get off Jeopardy and call in.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Well, I'll let you guys go. You continue to
Judy,
play
the best.
Good music and have a good time, okay?
Okay, we love you.
We will. And thank you for
love
calling
you guys
in.
Too.
Adios, amiga.
Adios.
Okay, bye.
Que Dios bendiga. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Judy Amon Ward.
Yep.
Amon.
There's several ways of saying
She's heard fabulous. It all. She's John's sister and my sister-in-law and her fabulous husband, Ken. And we all went to Mexico and spent a lot of time together having lots of fun and telling stories. So we're going to tell a story now, right? We're going to tell a story about 93.
No, we're not.
No 93.
KXFM. And I'm answering the phone again.
Oh, he's answering the phone. Who's calling now?
KXFM, you're on the air.
Who's on the air?
Who are you?
Mystery.
Ha
ha. Ah, wait a minute.
Ha ha.
She sounds a little bit like this really fabulous young lady named Sydney Nash. Could it be?
Yes. It's me.
This is Sydney Nash, everyone. Sydney Nash happens to be a very, very dear person to me. You may already know this because I'm a little obsessed with her because she's my daughter.
Yes.
And she's supporting us. Yay. Are you donating a lot of money, Sydney?
Don't tell
how much because I know it's probably going to be huge, but you are going to donate, correct?
I'm donating 16 cents.
Woo!
All right.
$1,600.
Make it an even quarter and I'll feed you next time you come over.
Yeah. Use my credit card.
I bet you everyone is very, very happy that we're just chatting.
Yes.
Well, no, this is what it's all about. It's about the community.
That's
and
right.
People are tuning in. Did you have a musical request? Is that why you're calling? Because you are from Laguna Beach, you know, you are part of this community.
I know, I'm a part.
Yeah, this is a neighborhood community radio station. Can you tell?
What song should you listen to? I could tell. I could tell you that I knew that.
Yeah. Well, we were going to listen. Well, I have Counting Crows in there. What's the Counting Crows song that you would like to listen to?
You weren't feeling the Counting Crows yet, though, Mom.
She's listening. We have a listener on the line. Do we have a listener on the line? Correct. You're absolutely correct. I'd like another Brian Ferry. Avalon is probably good for right now, don't you think?
We can do that.
Or more than this. Or
do whatever you want.
Fabulous. Okay, tell all your friends. Everybody's got to call in.
Or you know
or just
what?
Go
you
online. What?
No, let's play.
Let's play.
I'm pulling up my archive, flipping through my vinyl.
See,
let's
vinyls.
See.
Album.
I am going to request that you play Babylon by David Gray.
Babylon. Okay, John might have to look that
or
up.
Or please forgive me.
Or please forgive me by David Gray. What a fabulous... Sydney, that's beautiful. That's a good memory. Well, you know we're going to end it with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but don't ruin the surprise. Ah, you just did.
I did.
Okay, so everybody needs to call, or you know what? Everybody just needs to go online to KXFM
radio.org.
Because they need to know what other radio times to listen to and get involved.
That's right. We've got that's the thing about this station. Not only is there great music every day, all day, but in the evenings and on the weekends, it is time for volunteer DJs. We have many volunteers here, and everybody has a different taste in music. And,
they've got a theme.
That's right. I play, twangy Americana.
Correct.
Ida Mae plays lots of bluegrass.
That's right.
Tommy J plays surf.
I love Tommy J.
That's right.
Ida Mae, too.
And, Austin Trask, he plays 80s.
Oh, I see.
And,
Austin.
And all new stuff.
Michelle, what does Michelle play? She's a hero.
She has a talk show.
She's got a talk show. Yes, that's what I would have.
Awakening Code Radio is coming up right after us tonight. And
they would talk about all kinds of...
They will be the last show during this takeover time. Just want to stress that you can donate all the way up until Giving Tuesday, which is November 30th, the end of this month.
No worry.
Sydney, I got Babylon for you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Sydney Nash, thank you so much for calling in to our show.
Of course. My pleasure.
Yes, you are a big fan. I know it.
Yeah.
And we're a fan of yours. We love you.
Ditto. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Right
on.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind. I've been a fool to open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. Saturday, I'm running wild, and all the lights are changing, red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing, chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel, admit to some of those. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your on the stair. I turn around to see you smiling there in front of me. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Then go ahead.
We're back on. Yeah, we have another caller, and they're blowing up. And this is Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, I had on the show. Yeah. Chris, are you there?
How you doing, Denise? I understand you're a fan of the Cult.
I'm a fan of the Cult. We had tickets. We saw
one of the other things that I do, you know, as a working musician is I play bass in a Cult tribute called Electric Sanctuary.
Right on. Oh, I saw them at the Hollywood. No. I saw them at the Greek recently, and they're still fabulous.
They're great. Well, they've adapted. You know, they're an 80s band that they played some grunge, and they've adapted along the way, and they have a lot of good music that some of the newer stuff that maybe people have not heard.
Hey, I have a little trivia for you, Chris Cruz. So the lead singer of the Cult is Ian Astbury, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and he was married to a lovely lady, and her mother is a famous artist here in Laguna Beach. And that is Sandra Jones Campbell. Yeah. So I met Sandra Jones Campbell about 20 years ago. She's fabulous. I have her art in my office here. I have a business here in town. And her son-in-law at one time, they're not no longer married, but I've met his grandson. I mean, his son, I'm sorry, her grandson. But so we're somehow the Cult and Chris Cruz and Denise Ford and Sandra Jones Campbell, we're all connected. Through music.
That's tremendous.
How do you like that?
He's a wonderful frontman.
Pardon me?
He's a wonderful frontman and entertainer.
Fabulous.
I saw them back in the day when they were Southern Death Cult.
Wow.
At a place called Perkins Palace.
You sound too young for that.
well, thank you very much. Don't tell anybody how old I just turned. I just had a big birthday.
You just aged yourself.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have said that. Know. I was only 10. Just kidding. No, they were fabulous. And seeing them in concert is quite funny. It makes me realize how old I am. Because there's a lot of old people.
They're tremendous. And thank you, John Ford, for doing what you do and exposing, Bobo and Doug Schmood and Michael Ubaldini. And
that's so cool.
The Oddbirds. New kids in town.
It is
a pleasure. By the way, I haven't plugged John Ford quite enough yet, but I have a big crush on him. So he's a good guy. And he does support musicians because he's a musician at heart as well. Actually, at heart, and he is a musician. He just does a lot of other things too. So Chris Cruz, tell me real quick. And by the way, thank you so much for calling in. What is your, do you have a website? Do you have a, how can people find you besides John Ford?
Go to chriscruz.net.
Fabulous. We will.
Yeah. I host the open mic Mondays in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
At a place called the Beach Hut Deli.
Cool.
That's one of my main things, but, I play guitar in a band and.
Fabulous.
In a 90s cover band and that we're just working on, and the Cult tribute. I play the bass in that.
We're there. Sign me up. Okay, yeah, cool. When you do that, you let me know. I'll be there. I'll bring Sydney Nash, too. She's my daughter. She's also a Cult fan.
Yeah, I just heard her on the radio.
Yeah, she's fabulous. I took her to the Cult.
Yes.
She
She has a good taste in music.
I know, right?
She's talking about the Counting Crows.
We went and saw the Counting Crows together. Yeah, she's my little concert buddy besides John Ford.
Well, good. Well, we're having we're doing a benefit in West Covina on, I think it's December the 12th.
Fabulous. You need to come down to the Seahorse, too. Seahorse is doing a lot of live music.
The Seahorse?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Let's get you hooked up.
Yeah, it's right. It's right. Caddy Corner across the street from the station.
They connected to us.
It's nice. It's nice. Well, I have a proposition, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this. But
I won't.
But
get
hey,
in trouble.
If you know me, I'm always getting in trouble. But I've been trying to get myself booked at the Cliff for about 5 years. And if they would be happy enough to book me, I would donate that first performance fee to the radio station.
Right on.
Wow. Okay.
Let's do that. We'll give them a call tomorrow.
Put it on my. I guess we have until the 30th. So.
I need an assistant to set me up, remind me of doing that. Maybe Sydney's listening. She'll remind me to call the Cliffs tomorrow for Chris Cruz.
It's a wonderful spot. And they host a tremendous, a lot of good friends of mine play there. And
yeah.
I would sure like to play at the club.
Very cool. We'll put it out there. Put it out into the universe, and you never know.
That's right. If you don't ask, it doesn't happen, right?
Correct. Okay,
we gotta go because we have to. The last show.
Yeah. We gotta go. I think John needs to do another song.
Yeah, and
is that right?
That sounds good.
Yeah,
you guys keep up the good work. Nice to meet you, Denise.
Chris Cruz, I'm not kidding. You just stay in touch with us.
I certainly will reach out to me.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, John Ford. Bye bye.
Ciao.
Thanks, Chris.
What are we playing now, honey?
Well, it's only right that we should be playing The Cult.
That's right, The Cult. Right on.
Yeah, you're going to have to speak into the microphone.
Oh, okay. That was fabulous. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. It's in my top five, maybe three. Avalon's number one, but we already know that.
Well,
anybody that knows me knows that, right?
Yeah, that's true. So,
yeah. Who's on the phone?
Well, that was Rob.
It was Rob?
He didn't want to get on the air because he said if I put him on the air, he'd embarrass me.
Yeah, he would, because I'm trying really hard. I'm actually very good at it. I'm being nice.
I'm embarrassable.
Embarrassing.
Just want to go over this right now as to why we're on the air and why I have this banter in another microphone over here. This is KX Takeover Week.
Did you just call me banter?
This radio station's been around for...
By the way, our goal is $60,000, and we're
trying... Just for this hour?
We're trying to replace our transmitter cables.
Well,
that's what it says right here. I'm reading it off the script.
I know.
Transmitter cables are very important to a transmitting radio station, John.
You're absolutely right.
We need to transmit.
Yes, that's...
What are we going to do? We need $60,000.
Well, we're going to...
I bet you Rob called in to banter. Donate.
I'll bet you he did.
Rob is fabulous. By the way, I also do have a business in town... because I do have another job, and I know I might sound like I'm a professional DJ, but I am not. I know it's shocking. But I have a business, and it's CVU Advisors, and we are a commercial insurance agency, kind of the best commercial insurance agency I've ever worked for. And I am a local Laguna Beach business, and I have some fabulous clients that also are local Laguna Beach businesses. And I bet you that they also donate to this station, and the station is kxfmradio.org.
That's right.
I have designers, Shale Powers at Lillablue, design.com, Paul Williams, he is a contractor and he's fabulous. We know that because he was at our house today.
That's right.
Correct?
He's a funny guy too.
And yeah, he's fabulous. We only deal with funny people, by the way. Funny, very successful people. And they like to call in. And by the way, I didn't give anybody my phone number. This isn't my phone number.
All right.
You know, that would be inappropriate. But 949-715-5936 would be the number that you can call if you haven't called in already.
Correct.
Am I talking too much, John?
No.
I think, I don't know. It says live performances with the hottest bands also. That's what also this thing says here.
That's one of the best features of this station is that local bands and bands that are coming through.
Like Chris Cruz.
Yeah, like Chris Cruz.
Michael Albani or Balbani?
Ubaldini.
That's right. That's what I said. Almost.
Anyways, if I can say so, bands that are coming through town and local bands can actually come in here and perform live and get their juju out over the air.
And not only that, but you know, I just thought of this. I'm getting inspiration just by being here. We could be plugging other areas where we can see live music here in town, like the Seahorse. The Seahorse is fabulous. We had a surprise party for Sydney there. And no, we can't do that. He's giving me sign language.
I'm giving you sign language because we actually only have 8 minutes left.
And, oh my gosh! Do you guys want me to go on Rob for another hour?
Rob did make a request, and so I'm going to honor that request so that he doesn't.
We love you, Rob.
Tweet. I don't know. This is a Todd Snyder and Beer Run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pix. Wine and soiree dance, wore baseball caps, khaki pants, they wanted cigs, so to save some money, they got one off a hippie that smelled kind of funny. The next thing they knew, they was both really hungry and pretty thirsty too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N. Found a store with a sign, said their beer was coldest. They sent in Brad, cause he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Walked over to where them registers are. Laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back, he stopped. He said, boy, I ain't calling the cops, but I am keeping this card. The guys took it hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N. Would be if we only brought a better fake ID on B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. They met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him their cash. He bought them brews. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They was feeling so good, should have been a crime. The crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car key and a sober driver.
over. I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in a motion. Without conversation or a notion. When the samba take you out of nowhere, when the background fading out of focus, is the picture changing every moment, and your destination you don't know.
Okay, that's Avalon, and it's also time.
I was really enjoying listening to my favorite
song. Yeah, I know you were, but we've got to go.
I know. Okay, so anyone that wants an electric bike, please go to DoheneyBike.com. He is my client. He's fabulous. Jason Spates, the man. And I love Laguna Beach. The station. I love my husband, and KXFMradio.org is local Laguna Beach.
All right, we're going to play one more song to transition to Awakening Code Radio. Please stay
tuned.
For
Sydney Nash, I love you.